You may see more photos and mineral surveys of the Thompson Divide in the coming months. That's because of a large grant from an Aspen Ski Company nonprofit. The Environment Foundation has given a combined $50,000 to Wilderness Workshop, EcoFlight, and the Thompson Divide Coalition. It's the largest grant of its kind from the foundation, and EcoFlight President Bruce Gordon says it's going to make a big difference right away.
We will be flying politicians, media representatives, and concerned citizens over this area. We have been doing this through the years. However, we're really stepping up our efforts.
Like the group's recent aerial tour of the divide for Senator Michael Bennett, Gordon says the Aspen organization will now do two or three times as many flyovers as before. EcoFlight will also use its $10,000 grant to shoot and produce more photos and video of the divide. The Thompson Divide Coalition got $20,000. The group plans to spend some of that on better understanding the oil and gas resources on the divide. Zane Kessler is executive director for the Carbondale Group.
We'll be analyzing the geology and the formations within this area from a broader perspective and really, no pun intended, drilling down into the details to identify what some of these specific individual leases might be worth on the open market.
Information that could prove valuable for the group's overall goal.
Ultimately, that'll help us get to a point with industry where hopefully we have a market-based price that we can agree on for a buyout effort.
The third recipient of the grant money is Wilderness Workshop. They're also based in Carbondale and also got $20,000 for their work to protect the Thompson Divide. Dave Reed is communications director.
There's a tremendous desire on the part of this whole valley-wide community to help out, and people are coming to us offering to help in all sorts of ways. So this money will help us pay for our new community organizer who's supporting these citizen efforts.
Like recent sign-making gatherings and yoga and bike events designed to raise money for preserving the Thompson Divide. Reed says it's good the Ski Co grant came through because the Wilderness Workshop took a gamble earlier this spring. They already hired that community organizer without knowing if they'd get the money.
But it had to be done. I mean, if you'll recall, 6 weeks ago, this suspension decision hadn't been made, and we were looking at a May 31st expiration date for these leases, and a ton of stuff had to be done to rally the public. And so, thank God this money's coming in.
Earlier this month, Wilderness Workshop and others filed an appeal regarding oil and gas leases on the divide. The BLM is reviewing that appeal and may respond by a week from today. Agency spokesman Stephen Hall explained the next step.
The state director could decide that the suspension shouldn't have been granted and reverse that decision, which would then set off a whole different set of considerations in terms of how to address the potential expiration of the leases, a variety of things. Or the BLM state director could say, you know what, the decision was right. We followed the right process, and we stand behind the decision.
The state BLM director is Helen Hankins. Again, Stephen Hall.
As always, at any point in time, someone can file a lawsuit in federal court and choose to have their concerns addressed via the judicial branch.
Late last week, the Denver Post reported SG Interests decided to drop one 2,500-acre oil and gas lease. It was not included in the leases appealed by Wilderness Workshop and others. The Thompson Divide Coalition said SG Interests dropping the lease is a step in the right direction, but Executive Director Zane Kessler says it doesn't come close to resolving the larger controversy over oil and gas drilling in the Thompson Divide. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Elise Thatcher.